Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm down on my knees, you always pick me up, turn me round. So I try to do the things I know you want me to when you're around. Take me high when I'm low. So baby,
everyone. This is your host, Pamela Cummins from Psychics Gone Wild. And as always, I'm so happy to be here at 3 p.m. The guest calling number is 773-897-6461. I see that I have callers. Don't worry, I will get to you. I want to say, give a shout out to everyone in chat. Thank you for everybody for listening. And for anyone who's listening later in the archives, thank you, thank you, thank you. Psychics Gone Wild has a website, psychicsgonewild.com. We're obviously on Blog Talk, and you can follow us there. Psychics Gone Wild, I think, is here 7 days a week, and we have a bunch of different people. Jethro is, Psychic Jethro is, I guess you could say, the man, main man. He started this. And then we have Casey Kelly. We have Dina. Oh, God, we have Gary. We have so many people here, and I'm here every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I am also, I do Two for Tuesday on Tuesdays. I have this show, and then I have my own show, the Love Channel Show. and that is on 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And tonight I have Wendy Joy. She has been on when we used to have the Spiritual Learning Connection. She was on that twice, and so I'm going to be with, this will be a third time. And when she had her show, I was on her show also. She's actually in the same area as I do. I met her when I moved down to North Carolina. She's also a Jersey girl. And I'm excited to have her. We will be talking about energy and relationships. That show is mostly for education, but we do take some callers. And this show, I kind of mix it up with callers and also education. And one of the things that I love talking about is boundaries. Boundaries are so important. Boundaries are limits that you put with people so you can feel safe and respected and heard. And when I was started the road on my personal journey through, you know, in my psychic abilities and my connection with God, and, you know, also clearing out all my issues, because like every other human being on the planet, I also have issues. I'm not one of those who, you know, teach you, let me teach you because I am so much better than you. That's not true. I might be a little further ahead in my spiritual growth and have things to teach you. So when I was growing up, I didn't know what boundaries were. I wasn't taught boundaries, and quite, because my parents weren't taught boundaries. You know, boundaries aren't something that you learn in school. So when I got into recovery, I had to learn how to make boundaries, and it was a long journey. And I will be reading from a blog that I have and then putting some input, but I do want to take one caller. Let me just switch around my computer screen so I can... let me just close this. I'm sorry, I can't see the switchboard because I got all these different browsers open. Okay, this person has been holding on for quite some time. It's 209. 209.
Hi,
are you there?
Pamela, it's Pamela.
You're Pamela also?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I just love your name. What a wonderful name.
Right? I love yours too.
Thank you.
And my question, well, oh gosh, I'm torn. Can I just do a general about the boundaries?
Well, I actually prefer one question, because what happens is I do a general, then they're like, oh, but I wanted to know about this. So is there
okay.
a particular area, topic or something that you want the one question?
Okay, how about, I had an interview yesterday.
Okay. And I'm hearing it's okay. I do feel an offer there, okay? I don't know, understand what this means. It's not going to be exactly what you expect, okay? And I am hearing a song lyric, Hold On Little Girl. You might want to shop around for something better. I don't know why. I just don't think it's exactly a fit. Like, I'm seeing a puzzle piece, and have you ever done a puzzle where you think you have the right piece in there, and then you do some more, and all of a sudden you realized it wasn't the exact fit?
Okay. Okay.
That's what it feels like this job is. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope
it's
that makes
okay.
sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
There's,
it does. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, and I'll put you back in the queue. Okay, great. Alrighty, I have this thing on boundaries, and this is actually boundaries in love, but, you know, you need to make boundaries everywhere. And I'm just going to read the first paragraph. Actually, I'm going to read three paragraphs because it kind of all goes together. And don't worry, people, I will get you, okay? Boundaries are perimeters that are used for properties and our belongings. The no trespassing sign is a clear message of what is expected of you. Animals are good boundary makers who use their voice and body language to get their point across. Unfortunately, humans are not as good with it. Many of us were not taught the lesson of boundary making in childhood and need to learn these skills as an adult. There are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual boundaries. It is important to make them in order to feel safe, heard, and respected. I'm going to stop there because I was told to stop there. I just want to add, you know, if you if you watch your animals, they're really good at making boundaries. Cats, dogs, if you touch them a certain area and they don't want to be touched, they're going to let you know. Unfortunately, humans aren't like that, okay? And a cat's going to let you know by a hiss or, you know, a rah, or, you know, maybe a nasty meow, okay? And just like a dog's going to let you know, and any other kind of animal. And one of the things I love about it, animals, especially cats, but all animals, is they really listen to their intuition, and you do need to listen to your intuition in order to have boundaries. Alrighty. And, you know, I forgot to put my website out there. It's Pamela, and my last name is CUMMINS.com. Alrighty. Let me get to, and it's Rev Twitter. On Twitter, it's Rev Pamela, REVPAMELA. If you're on Twitter, follow me, and I will follow you back. Okay, I'm going to take 561. Are you there?
Hello. Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm doing well.
How are
you? Hi, and I'm doing well, very well. And who's calling, please?
This is Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena. And do you have a question for me?
Yes, I want to ask you, when you see a job coming up for me, I'm living with family, and it's funny
yeah,
to talk about boundaries. These people are horrible.
Yeah. And, okay, I'm going to answer your question in a minute, but this is not for my guys, this is for me. Don't forget that people are reflections of what we need to work on, okay? So obviously with family. And you know what, family, you know, as everybody knows, family can be like the hardest, okay, because they know how to push our buttons. You know, they really are. Now, as far as the job, what I heard was within two, and that doesn't feel like 2 days. It could be 2 weeks, 2 months, okay? I am hearing a song lyric, "We Have Got to Get It Together," okay? So while you're there with family, first of all, I'm hearing be grateful, okay? Because, you know, it's better than being homeless, obviously, okay? But while you're there with family, save up, okay? That's what I'm getting. Yeah, you know, but I'm also hearing, I love this song by Steve Miller Band, "In the Winter Time." I do feel like you will be out of there in the winter time. And I know you said you're in Florida, but what I heard was when it snows, okay? And I'm seeing ice being scraped, and for me, that means more like January, February, okay? And it really isn't that long, you know?
Yeah,
but that's when
to get out now.
Yeah, but, you know, that's...
Now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Again, I'm just feeling a job within two, okay? And it feels like your complete own place within, you know, in the wintertime, okay?
I mean, is it going to get easier with them? Or, I mean, they are just downright abuse. So, I mean, I tried talking to my sister. She acts like I don't want to work. I just want to lounge off them. I've never lived like this in my life. I'm very independent.
Right.
Believe me.
You know what? You can't force them then to believe you. What I am seeing, okay, if you want to get out of there sooner, I am seeing a trailer, okay? I don't know if you would be comfortable in that, all right? That is what I'm seeing. You know, with your family, I'm just getting to surround yourself with love and light, okay? Don't let them get to you. Choose your battles wisely. Okay, yeah, I'm still getting it's only temporary. And I'm sorry, I'm still hearing in the winter time. Okay, and that feels like your own place.
Really?
That feels like your
own place.
That feels like your own place, yeah. And again, I'm seeing it looks beat up like a trailer or something, you know? So it feels like that could be just some place temporarily.
What do you mean, before my own place?
Before your own place, yes.
Oh, you mean I'm going to walk out of here before the winter?
I don't know. I mean, that is your choice, okay? That is your choice, okay?
You don't see it getting any better with them? I mean, are they going to lay off of me? I mean,
okay, and I don't mean to be rude, but this is the last question I'm going to answer because it really is getting complicated, okay? But what I am getting is that you need to change, okay? of how you respond to them, okay? Meaning, you know, you have no control over them, you know, and I'm hearing the serenity prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, okay? You can't change them. You can change your reaction to them. And that's one of your lessons. That's, you know, they're reflecting a lot back to you, okay? So I'm going to put you back in the queue.
And, okay, thank you.
Okay, and thank you. Okay, if anybody else wants to call in, it's 773-897-6461. Okay, and I'm just going to read a little bit. I got all these browsers. Okay. Alrighty. So anyhow, this is an excerpt, if I can even speak. This is an excerpt from my book, and it's Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationship. And this was the first time that I made a physical boundary, okay? You know, that I was aware of it. I mean, you can make physical boundaries if somebody reaches out to touch you by moving away. But this was the first time that I was really aware of it, okay? One of my first valuable lessons on boundaries came from a man we used to call Dirty Roger. No, Dirty Roger was not a pervert. He would come directly from a blue-collar job to our 5:30 group without taking a shower first. He smelled and his clothes were dirty, hence the nickname. At the time, I worked at an office job and had to dress in nice clothes. Dirty Roger would always come up to me for a hug, and I did not know how to stop it. How I hated that hug. Besides the fact he was filthy, his hug had a sexual vibe to it, which repulsed me and made me want to disinfect my clothes. I asked my spiritual advisor what to do about this disturbing problem. She told me to stick my arms in front of me. Such a simple solution and so easy to do. In this case, I did offend Dirty Roger, but it was important for me to do it. When making a boundary, you can offend, hurt, or make people angry. Do it anyway. Do it with kindness. If you do not set limits, you will hurt yourself by putting up with unacceptable behavior. You know, and that's kind of funny because I know that sometimes when callers call in, you know, and we can, you know, it's like one question, and I like to say that it's like you go to a grocery store and you get a sample. I know like that local Harris Teeter, they'll give you a sample of a cookie, like a little tiny bite. They'll give you a sample of a, you know, piece of fruit, like a grape or something like that. But they don't give you, a whole bag of grapes. They don't give you the whole cookie. It's a little sample, and that's what we do here. And sometimes people get really annoyed when I cut them off, and it's not to be offensive, but, you know, I'm making my boundary because I'm making a living, so that's why we ask for one question. So we do have one more caller, and then if anybody else wants to call, 773-897-6461, or I will talk the whole time, play music or whatever, you know. So here we go. Hello, 347. Are you there?
Oh, hi, I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. And who am I speaking to, please?
Connie.
Connie?
Yes.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Connie?
I was calling to ask about my son. He's trying to start a new position. Just how does that look for him?
Okay, first of all, he feels like confused, okay? I don't know why I'm feeling a little bit ungrounded, okay? I want to say not knowing exactly if this is what he wants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my guides are saying for him to give it time. I don't know. I'm getting the feeling, and I understand this feeling, like frustration, because when you're new at something, you're not that good at it, okay? And I feel him frustrated, you know, I should be better at this, why am I, and, you know, remind him that he is learning it, that's what I'm getting, and to be kind and gentle to himself. I do feel that once he gets to learn it, he'll be good, and it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing, okay, do you know what I mean, but it's like every job is different, okay, like you can know how, you work, you know, you could work at one pizzeria, my sister owns a pizzeria, that's why I'm using that, you could work at one pizzeria and go to another, and it's different. So just he needs to be patient, because once he gets it, I'm getting he'll be really good. And then I see him, you know, I'm seeing like, you know, one of those like cartoon characters where they take off and they go zoom. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so he'll be okay. All right. So,
okay,
Connie,
thank
I'm going to put you back in the queue. Okay. Thank you for
calling.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And reminder, people, we are here 7 days a week, you know, so you can call other people, too, and listen to. I think they're doing more interviews and stuff, too. Okay. So I am just going to alrighty. Let's see. I'm just going to read a little bit more of this. Boundaries and love. Okay, boundaries with people are easier to do. For instance, you know, and this is today where I live at, I don't know what it is around in my complex, but the dryers always seem to, like, I'll be doing a load of drying my clothes, and the dryer's not working, which is very frustrating. And sometimes it's not so much the money, it's the time, because I work from home and I have so much to do today. And, you know, and I called up Don, the guy, you know, who manages this place. And, you know, I said, you know, the dryer's not working. And he's like, well, I can give you back your money, okay? And I was like, I don't care about the money. I care about my clothes. I want my clothes dried. So that was much easier. Now, making a boundary with my boyfriend, that is much more difficult to do, okay? And here we go. Boundaries and love are often difficult to do because someone's heart is involved. The important thing is to be honest and kind. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Here are some suggestions for making boundaries in love. And I'm just going to read one and go back to it. Say no thank you to someone that you are not interested in romantically. You know, it is so rude, and women do this, okay? It is so rude to give somebody your email, your phone number, whatever, and it's not real. Okay? And it's so rude to say to somebody, okay, yeah, I'll go out with you, and then decide, no, and you know you're not going to. That is so rude. Just be kind. I remember one time I went out on a blind date. This was before internet dating, okay? And the guy that I went out with, I really wasn't sure. We were talking. I was like, he seems nice, but I just don't know. Well, I could give him another chance. And at the end of the date, you know, he shook my hand and he said, you know what, it was very nice meeting you, but it's just not clicking for me. And he shook my hand and I said, okay, thank you, all right, have a nice life, you know. And I got in my car and I wasn't insulted, I was relieved, because he said it in a very nice way. It was, you know, it was a nice boundary. And I didn't have to wonder, is he going to call me? Do I really like him? You know, well, you know, even though I really don't know if I like him, if he doesn't call me, I'm going to be insulted because he's rejecting me. And it was just so easy, you know. So let me repeat that line, because I do give this to, you know, my clients, okay? You're a very nice person. It's just not clicking for me, okay? You're not saying you're ugly, you're fat, you disgust me. You're just saying it's not clicking. So anyhow. Here we go. I'm going to take another caller because we got a couple more. 719. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing, Pamela?
Hey, I know this voice.
You do. I've been listening to it. I caught into some about some of the last. So you're talking about boundaries today, which is really awesome. And I've got.
Yeah.
I've got a question, probably. About boundaries, I'm going to say, with people on the other side. And this is in relation to my dad. And, of course,
okay.
Now I've been trying to figure out what's going on with him. And I had somebody, I don't know, in the past couple weeks tell me that just because people, you know, go on the other side, I mean, I always assumed that when people, you know, transition and went on the other side, they magically changed, you know, they put on the new personality, all this stuff. And somebody burst my bubble, like I say, three weeks ago and said, no. I said, you know, if somebody's really, you know, old and crotchety and it's like, and they are invested in that personality, on this side, it's like it takes them a while to want to get rid of that personality. On this side, I went, oh, my God, really? So my dad's over there in the spirit in the same manner that he was before? Because I have gotten a few things, you know, it's like they've got duct tape on his mouth or, you know, he's tried to bully me from the other side or, you know, different things. And I'm kind of going, okay, so what is it going to take, you know, in terms of boundaries? It's like, am I going to ever really be able to talk with my dad at all? You know, what kind of boundaries do they have, you know, set for him on the other side? And what in the world is going on? Is he ever going to, you know, even from this side, is he ever going to give me any kind of approval, you know, for what I do? Or is he always just going to sit there in judgment like he did with me on this side?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you, and this is good, so I'm sorry to the other caller, but I'm probably going to go a little bit over the one question, because this is something that I think is of interest to a lot of people, okay? First of all, I heard, stop it, okay? All right, so you need to tell him to stop it, all right? They will respect your boundaries. The other thing, I don't feel like he's trapped on this side, okay? I don't feel that. But what I'm seeing is different layers, and they're going up, and that's how they're showing it to me. And, you know, when we cross over, okay, it's very rare, and, you know, it's funny, I'm seeing Raymond Moody, okay, because I went to his lecture one time, and he called it the one-shot theory, you know, because a lot of people think you're over on the planet, that's it, okay? We don't get that, because when we go over to the other side, all right, it is kind of at the level of where we're at in our spiritual growth, okay? So I don't feel like he's trapped in, my personal belief is hell is what we make it, okay, and our fear and stuff. Sure. I don't feel it's that, okay? I do feel that I am getting that he is clearer. Does he have the same personality? Yes. And a lot of times when you're over on the other side, they'll come back. And it's funny because I'm seeing my mother as a young, you know, the image I'm getting, my mother as younger than obviously when I knew her, because that's when she felt like she was at her best, okay?
Right.
That's when she, you know. So, yeah, definitely. All right, you can make boundaries with them and say, I love you, okay? But, you know, I only want to hear good stuff from you, okay? you can give me, you know what, you can give me input, okay?
Right. Okay.
It's funny, I'm hearing the song Going Up to the Spirit in the Sky, okay? All right, and this is what I heard, and it's weird. I heard you're not my groundskeeper, okay? Which is kind of weird because it's called gatekeeper. Those are the ones who allow, you know, that's who allows people from the other side to come in. All right?
Right.
And I'm hearing as groundskeeper for whatever. So you can tell him that. You're not my groundskeeper. I love you. Okay? Yeah. Well, gatekeepers. I don't know why they're saying groundskeeper. That's so weird. Okay? But let him know.
That makes absolutely sense to me, because I would think of a groundskeeper as he's trying to affect my environment. It's like, my dad was Virgo and excessively tidy, excessive to the point where he wouldn't even let my mother get sewing out and stuff like that, because that makes a mess. It's like, so the way we live a little more casually, it's like, you know, we have stuff out because I have kids and we have projects and we have science. And it's like he's trying to keep things tidy and in their place. I'm like, well, it ain't going to happen. You know, not when we have stuff that we're actively doing. So that it's hilarious, because that makes, I'm assuming he's trying to be my groundskeeper. So I'm like going, yeah, it ain't going to happen.
Right. And for some reason, I could be wrong, because I do not do astrology. I think Virgos are earth, okay? I could be wrong with that, all right? But
nope,
you're correct. Okay, all right, because I always get confused, you know? It's like people want to give me their birth date, and I'm like, huh? That doesn't, you know, what state are you from? Okay, now I can really, you know, the area codes help me, okay? And even though I might not know where the area codes are from, I'm also getting something else. This is funny. I'm getting to ask your guides, your angels, and your grandmother, okay, to, you know, talk to him. Okay, and that's so funny with that.
Wow.
I heard Stevie Nicks, you can talk to me. Yeah, ask them to talk to him, okay? This is so funny. I'm hearing, you know, spirit rules, you know? He needs to learn it.
Okay.
I'm getting that he's just starting to connect with people on the earth plane. Okay,
wow.
So he's learning too, okay, and they're being blunt. He was in the hospital, there is such a thing as like the spirit hospital, if you want to call it that, where, you know, it's like when you go over, like when we're, think about it, when, this is really cool because they're showing me a baby, okay, because I was about to say something else, but they're showing me a baby in a mother's room, okay? So when we're in our mommy's tummy for 9 months, okay, that is a time where we're adjusting from spiritual to going into physical. And sometimes, you know, the soul will go in and out, but we also need to acclimate to the spirit, to the physical body, okay? And that's why we need to be taken care of, okay? When we go from the physical into the spiritual, okay, sometimes we need to get acclimated back into the spiritual. Okay?
Okay.
It takes
especially
an adjustment.
Where he
that's
spent 92 years. Yeah, he spent 92 years on the planet, so it's like he spent a long time here. So so he was really
that,
old, so it might take him a little while. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like the way that they said that. So, yeah, so now, you know, it's kind of funny because that one woman was asking about boundaries. I don't know if she's still listening, but she was asking about boundaries with her family, you know. And unfortunately, boundaries start with you, and you need to learn how to do it lovingly. And sometimes you're going to hurt people, okay?
Yeah.
My father and I have a very good relationship, okay? But it took a long time because there was a time in my life I needed to work on some of my, you know, childhood issues, and I could not be in a relationship with him. I mean, I didn't talk to him for many years, okay?
Wow.
And that was important for me to do, and that was one of the hardest boundaries I ever did, okay?
Wow.
But sometimes we need to do that, you know? Definitely. So, Kelly, I went a little over, and I think I lost my other caller, and I did not drop you, okay? I don't know if she just said, oh, forget this, I'm sick of listening.
Honestly, Blog Talk's been having some issues because it was on Sunday night. It's like I was the host in chat and me out. So it's like they're still having some of those issues. So I don't know whether it's a meteorite shower or what it is. But, yeah, blog's still blocking people. It's okay.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to put you back in the queue, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to have to do a show together real soon, okay?
Cool. Sounds like fun.
All right. Yeah, just say, Dad, stop it. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Stop it, right. Here's the duct tape.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is funny. Okay. You know, and just so you know, people, sometimes Blog Talk, it's not me. Sometimes Blog Talk will kick you out of the, you know, the queue. They'll kick you out of the chat. It's not me. The only time I'm going to kick you out is if you're really inappropriate. And, you know, I really don't have problems making boundaries. Not at all. Okay. Alrighty. So, I know we got another caller. I promise I will get to you. It's a little slow today. Maybe it's August. Maybe people don't want to hear me talk and do calls. But it's funny. My guides just played the song, It's My Party, and I'll cry if I want to. So it's my radio show. I'll do it how I want to. But I promise I do get to as many callers as I can. Anyone wants to call in, 773-897-6461. Okay. And with that, other people called in. That's so funny. Okay, this is another way that you can make boundaries and love. And, you know, this is more for dating, but you know what? This is even if you're married. And this definitely for people like with family stuff, okay? If asked an inappropriate question, respond by saying, that subject is not open for discussion, you know? I actually had one guy, first time, you know, another blind date. I went out on so many blind dates. And, you know, I'm sitting there at a diner, and he started talking about sexuality. And this is when I was first learning how to make boundaries, you know. And I kind of answered him, and I felt really uncomfortable, you know. And I talked to a spiritual advisor, you know. So the next time when some guy asked me, you know, and I was just getting to know him, how many sexual partners I had, you know, I basically said, oh, well, I've had any from 1 to 1,000, okay? And he laughed, and basically I was telling him it was none of his business in a funny way, okay? But sometimes people are going to ask really inappropriate questions, and just look at them and just say, I don't want to answer you. that subject is not open for discussion. And if they keep on prying, just say, look, if you don't, you know, look, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something else, or I'm going to leave, or I'm going to hang up, or whatever. You know, you have that right to do that. Okay? So we have a couple more callers. So I think Kelly was 719. All right. All right, well, I'm going to go for 703. Somebody said that was funny, Pamela. Hello, hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
Anne,
is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and Anne, how can I help you today?
I hurt my wrist. Can you tell me what will happen next? Is it going to heal on its own?
I'm hearing slowly but surely, okay? That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
For some reason, I feel like it's swollen, okay? And honestly, I'm not a medical doctor, okay? I'm not,
right.
You know, so I'm getting that you need to go with your intuition, okay? I'm just getting slowly but surely. If the swelling does not go down, okay, by tomorrow, you need to go to the emergency room. Okay. The other thing I am getting, all right, is that what you need to look at is what are you not flexible with, okay? And I heard giving. And when you think about the hand is used for, like, giving, touch, you know, doing things. So you might want to think about what are you not flexible about, okay? They're also saying one of the things you need to stop worrying about is, like, medical bills, like how I'm going to pay for it and stuff like that. Okay?
Right.
It will be taken care of. Okay? That's what I'm getting. It will be taken care of. And I'm not just talking about your wrist. I'm talking about other stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right? And they're also, lastly, I will give you this, stop being so fearful about it. Okay?
All right.
That's really important. Okay? So, again, I'm just getting slowly. So I hope that helps you. Okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you back in the queue. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, people. Yeah, I'm not a medical doctor. And, yes, Jan and Steve, I see you in the queue. That was funny what I said to that one guy. Okay. I am going to do one more. And, okay, this is really important. We're talking about boundaries for anyone who just called in. Okay, this is so, so important, okay? If your instincts are warning you of danger, go for safety immediately. Better safe than hurt, raped, or murdered, okay? That is so important, you know? And, you know, I spoke earlier. I'm sorry I'm saying you know so much. I just caught myself doing that. I spoke earlier about how animals have really good instincts. Like, they know danger. They know when somebody's no good, okay? They just know it, and they trust it, all right? They never say, oh, well, that guy, I feel bad energy from him, but I think he's nice. Maybe he'll give me a bone. Yeah, maybe a poisonous bone, okay? Trust it. Get away, you know? You could be wrong. You know, but there are a lot of, especially women, but men too, who didn't listen to their intuition, were raped or killed, okay? So please listen to that. Alrighty. I think 719 is Kelly. So I'm going to go for the 505. 505, are you there? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I'm going to put you back in the queue and go back to you. Is this Kelly?
This is Kelly, 719. Yes.
Okay. I already got you. Okay. Alrighty, well, I don't have any other callers right now, so I'm just going to keep reading. I'm pretty sure I already got the 703, the 719, and I will try the 505 again. You know, maybe they walked away or, you know, their other line rang or whatever. Does happen. This is so important. And it's funny because I'm getting to read something else, and I might have read it before, but I'm going to read this too. Only have sex when you are ready. If they are the one, they will respect your wishes. That is so important, okay? Having sex with someone is not making them your partner, okay? It's not doesn't mean that they love you forever and ever, okay? I see somebody saying yes in the chat, and it is so true, okay? Having sex, and I might get reamed out, okay, because one man got really upset with me. And this is not for all men, and this is not for all women, okay? But I heard one time that male sexuality is in their root chakra, okay? And root chakra is about being grounded, okay, having stability, having, food and shelter, okay? Women's sexuality is in their second chakra, their sacral chakra, which is about relationships, which is about emotions and stuff. So it's much easier for men to have sex than women without that attachment. Now, not all. I had a man ream me out for that. But, a man doesn't necessarily have to fall in love. And then there's women, and this is true, who have sex, and think it's an immediate relationship. No, it's not. Okay, so I do want to, I'm sorry, but it's so funny. It's from, I'm having another book coming out. I have Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. This is, it was called Tips for Singles. It's now Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love. It will be free for a week as soon as I get it done. It needs to be formatted and stuff. And then, I'm sorry, I'm just looking for it. Oh, I love this. This is hysterical. Okay, I'm going to read you this one thing, okay? It's keep your pants on. Some people believe the myth that if you do not have sex by the third date, the relationship is going nowhere. What a joke. Why would you have sex with a complete stranger? This person could be married, a psycho, or have a very interesting disease that could be spread to you. Get to know the person for who they are, no matter how great their body is. There are two things to think about before jumping into bed. The first is it worth it to catch some possible life-threatening disease for one night of fun? And the second is, would you want this child to be the father or mother of your child? Okay? And it's funny, as I'm reading that, I realize that I switched it around for the new book coming out, so you're hearing it from the old book. Okay? So please, keep your pants on. Get to know somebody first. Alrighty, I am going to try this 505 again. And hello, 505. You're welcome.
I had UPS at the door. I had somebody call in on the other line, and I was going three different directions.
That's so funny because I did say, they might have had to take another call. That's so funny. What is your name, please?
Janet.
Shannon?
J-A-N-E-T, Janet.
Janet, I'm so sorry. And
it's okay, I just noticed my mic was down a little low, and I don't have my teeth in my mouth.
Uh-huh, okay. And what is your question, please?
Well, I came here, I got an email, and I thought Jeffrey was going to be here, and he's not. But is this Pamela, or...
Yes, this is Pamela. I'm actually the one. I'm the one who's here every Tuesday. Jethro's the head honcho. He's the one who created Psychics Gone Wild. I guess you could say he's the big daddy of Psychics Gone Wild. Sorry, if he hears that, he's going to kill me.
Well, that's okay. He is a big daddy.
Right.
Your relationship's in love. Tell me, can you give me input about my relationship with my husband? How is that going?
I'm getting that there's some ups and downs and round, okay? That's what I'm getting. I feel love there, okay? And it feels like you've been together quite some time. I don't know.
Yes.
What I am getting is more like the communication is not always there. It feels like more communication. And I want to say it's kind of settled. Okay, and this is the image I'm getting. It's funny. It's hysterical. I'm seeing like a cushion on a couch, and the cushion is indented because it's been saddened so much, okay, that and then I see you picking up the cushion and just kind of smacking it around and pushing, you know, pushing it out so it gets plumped up, okay? So that's what I do.
That's what happens.
Yeah, and that's what they're showing me. And so that's what it feels like you need to do with your marriage. It doesn't feel like it's bad or anything, okay? You know.
I'm only chopping it along and putting it in place.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and what
to make
and
it work.
Are, yeah, and what they're saying is don't go in there because we women do this, okay? We're like, we get this idea, and then we're like, oh, we got to go and, like, put it right into place, you know? And we need to talk about, hey, how are we going to make – no, I'm getting, you know, just gentle plumping up, you know, maybe make him a nice dinner, do something for him, mm-hmm. you know, just reach out, I love you. It does, that's what it feels like.
The cushions yeah. is because it's an old couch, and the cushions slip forward as he sits on it. So I just push him back so he doesn't fall off the couch when he's sitting on it. Because the cushion will eventually work clear out if they'll just fall off the couch.
That's so funny. I'm sorry. I'm just that's so funny. That's why I got that image. That's why I got that image. Okay. Well, I have other callers, so I'm going to put you back in the queue. I think Jethro, you know what? If you go to our website, psychicsgonewild.com, okay, I'm pretty sure Jethro is on Mondays. I know he's Thursday nights with Dina, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, or you can follow us on Blog Talk, and they'll let you know.
Yeah, I will.
Who's who, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is so funny, Beth. Oh, my God, that's so funny, about the cushion. And I saw that somebody also thinks Jethro is a big daddy. Okay. Let's see. We're getting kind of this is important. Okay, this is very important. If your potential mate does not want a committed relationship, but you do, make a clear boundary on what your next actions are. Okay, sometimes people are worth waiting for. Okay, sometimes you don't need that piece of paper for the commitment. Okay, but you need to know, do not try and manipulate them. Well, if you don't commit to me and we don't get married, and I'm using a funny voice, well, then I'm just going to go with and find somebody new. Don't do that, you know. If the person, if you've been seeing for, the, you know, everybody's different, you know, if you've been with somebody for 12, 15 years, most likely they are committed to you, okay? So don't force a commitment. All right, now I need to figure out who is who. I think I've spoken to that person. I'm sorry, just give me a minute because some people are still, I'm not sure if I've spoken to this person, okay? 253, have I spoken to you yet?
Hello? No,
hello?
I haven't talked to you yet. Hello?
Okay, yes, I'm here. This is Pamela, and who am I speaking to?
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky, and how can I help you today?
It's a relationship question. Actually, it's not even quite a relationship. It's a friendship question. I have this male gentleman, and we've been talking off and on for over 2 years, you know, and when we talk, you know, like I said, we've never met in person. It's just all strictly communicating, and I just was wondering if you could see this maybe going any further.
Actually, what I heard was pen pal, okay? And
okay.
The other thing I'm hearing is we should meet, and quite honestly, I'm getting that he's quite comfortable the way it is.
Okay.
I don't know how else to say it, you know? I do get that you should meet each other, okay? You know, this is how they're putting it. What's good on the pen and what's good on the phone, okay, is not always
mm-hmm.
what you want in person, okay?
Right.
That's how I'm getting, all right? And it's really weird that after that they said, you know, make a boundary, okay? Make a boundary. Because I'm hearing a song, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, okay? And, you know, now they're saying if living without you, there's a part of you that doesn't want this to go, okay? Now I'm getting, all right, the music's coming with you, my dear. Now I heard turn the page, okay? And what that means is you need to really go meet him and discover, okay?
We need to what now?
You need to go meet him and discover if this is what you want, okay?
Okay. See, that's exactly. There's something about him. I have to meet him, or I'm not going to put it in my past.
Right. And that's what I'm getting, you know, because honestly, again, they're saying it does look better in pen, you know, pen, meaning, you know, when you write, okay, or on the phone when you talk. But it's, you need to actually be in his energy, okay? And I am getting he's really scared of that, very scared of that, okay? But this is a boundary you need to make, okay? Because I'm just hearing, I can't go on like this. The other thing I'm getting, you know, is the knowing is better than not knowing, okay? And it's really weird. You know, my guides do this. When they say that line, they always give me a vision of me making out with this old boyfriend of mine. It's funny, when I was in my 20s. But I understand that because, of course, you don't. What that means is when I was in my 20s, okay, mid to late 20s, I lived with this man, okay? And before I did that, I remember saying to a roommate, you know, if I don't, you know, I need to know. I don't know if it's how it's going to work out when I move in with them, okay? But I need to know, because I need to know, because then I'll always wonder. And honestly, it was a disaster, but it was what pushed me onto my spiritual path and, you know, in my personal growth, okay? So you need to know, okay? That's really
important. I do,
Yes, okay?
I'm where you were at.
Yeah, but I, you know, bless his heart, this guy is nothing like him, thank God, because I would say run, okay?
Right.
I would, all right? Because, again, I was in my 20s. I'm a lot older and wiser since then, okay? All right, well, I'm going to put you back in the queue, you know?
Okay, thank you.
And thanks for calling in. All righty, I think I have one more thing to read on this boundaries. Actually, it's true, too, but... And don't worry, I'll get to another caller. If you make exceptions for your boundaries, do not expect future boundaries to be respected, okay? If you keep, you know, meaning, let's say you say to somebody, I'm just making this up, you know, I need you to call me before you come over, right? And they don't call. Okay, and they just knock at the door, and you're like, okay, you can come in, but next time call me. Well, they're not going to do that, and I'm sorry, I was just reminded of something. I remember making that boundary with an old boyfriend of mine, right, and instead of calling me, what he did is he rode on his bicycle, and outside my house, he was like, hey, Pamela, and my roommates cracked up because, hey, he did call me, I don't think I've taken this caller. We've got about 7 minutes left. So, 408, have I taken you yet?
I'm at 408. Are you talking to me, Pamela?
Yes. Have I taken you?
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm so glad I got through. Yay.
Okay.
I would really enjoy a message from my sister. She passed away a year ago, April. As you can imagine, things have been topsy-turvy. But I would like to know if she has any messages for me, particularly regarding her, our folks, I should say, and if there's anything that she wants me to know about her husband.
Okay. What is her first name?
Her name is Debbie with one B.
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Barbara, and my family name is Barbie.
Okay. It's a little difficult to do this over the air, and this is not my specialty, but let me see if I get anything. First of all, I'm hearing that she loves you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, image I'm getting, your parents seem very old. Are they still alive?
Yeah, they are, but my dad is really starting to losing it
yeah,
as far as
yeah.
His mental
okay.
stuff. Although,
right, yeah. Right, and what the image that she gave me, okay,
mm-hmm.
is,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to say, I don't feel like he's going to be around not much longer. I'm not getting how long. I am seeing like his hand reach out. Okay, this is the image she gave me. His hand. Okay, it's physical, and then it goes into, like, you ever see, like, those ghostly hands, okay? It's,
uh-huh.
like, etheric looking, and then it's starting, so he is starting to reach towards the other side, okay?
Okay.
I do feel that your mom will, I don't feel like you're going, you know how sometimes immediately afterwards, I don't feel
mm-hmm.
like her going immediately afterwards. I feel like, you know, They're funny. This is what I heard, okay? And I'm not sure if it's your sister or not, but this is what I heard. She's going to prove to the old geezer that, you know, she's going to stick around some more, okay?
Yep.
Okay, good. You understand? I'm like, I hope I don't offend her, okay?
Oh, gosh, that would be really hard to do.
Okay. Okay. And this is really weird. I'm hearing the song. This is from my guides. It's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. I don't know who that's for. Okay, you understand that.
I do. I got that one. Mm-hmm.
Let me just, I'm just getting that your sister is saying she's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to move on, not to forget her. The other thing is I'm getting that you can communicate with her. And my guides put in a song lyric, call me, Aretha Franklin will say, call me the minute that you get there, okay? That's the song lyric I'm hearing. She's still connected to you. She's still around.
Yeah.
And the other thing she's saying is that you need to put up with the family stuff, okay? Because I do feel like it's a little crazy, little crazy, okay? And my guides are putting the song, You Are Not Alone. I just feel like she's around you a lot. I'm seeing like a picture. And it feels like it's on, I can't get it, if it's on a dresser or something. Do you have her picture up?
Yeah, it's the two of us on my desk.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I also have her ashes sitting on the bar. We just went to a party that she always goes to, so I put all the party favors around her ashes so she could play with us, you know.
she just feels like she's okay. She's okay.
Good.
The show's getting close to the end, so I'm going to put you back in the queue. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Not a problem.
Great reading. Especially the validation on my dad, because I've been very concerned about that. You were talking about boundaries earlier. That's mine. When you said, you know, when you were just talking about the boundaries as far as don't do the don't let somebody in when you say call first, my dad comes over almost every day.
Yeah, and that's hard. It's hard with family.
It's resonating. Yeah,
okay.
Sure is. All right, but I heard you. I will keep putting up with it. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right.
Bye.
Bye. Huh. Wow. Mediumship is a little much for me, but I did it. Okay, we got 4 minutes left, and I have one last thing when it comes to the boundaries. Yay. And this is really important. If you want your boundaries respected, respect other people's boundaries, okay? I know that's not always easy to do. My boyfriend is the best boundary maker. You know, he amazes me. And I'm going to give you this example because it's been a long time since this happened, and I don't think he's listening anyhow. One time he got me, I think it was around Easter, okay? And he didn't do it, he's not Christian, he didn't do it for Easter, but he got me a flat screen TV. And it was really cute the way he did it. He's like, oh, I got to go to the car, I got something for the cats. So I thought like maybe he got, you know, some kind of toy or whatever, and he comes in with a flat screen TV. And I was like really excited because I didn't expect it, right? And it was so sweet of him. The next day we go out to family, it's Easter, and we're meeting all these people, and obviously I'm excited, so I'm like, oh, guess what Chris got me? And he's like, no. And I'm like, but can I tell him? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was dying to tell them, okay? But I love and respect him enough not to tell them. Now, my niece and my sister came over later, and they saw it anyhow, okay? But he's, you know, he's very, very shy, okay? And he would have been very uncomfortable if I had just blurted it out, which I'm sure many other people would have wanted to do. We have a minute and a half left. I think I got all the callers. I just want to remind you that tonight I'm having Wendy Joy. And she was on two of the Spiritual Learning Connection shows, and I've been on her show. She's going to be on the Love Channel show. I do two for Tuesday. The call-in number for that is 646-478-0020. You can find that on my website, www.PamelaCummins.com. It's also part of Blog Talk. Blog Talk is the easiest thing to do. And again, my new book, it's just got to be formatted. I'm looking for someone to format it. I'm going to be really crazy and edit it one more time, just make sure that everything's okay that my editor had me do. But that should be out, and that's what is the name of that? Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love. The first week will be free on ebook. Okay, it's not in paperback yet. And my Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, that you can still get that now. So again, thank you. You know, thanks. I just want to shout out to everybody who's listening in the queue and anybody who listens in the archives. It's been a really great show. I never know what's going to happen. And I just want to wish you a blessed week. So namaste. Thank you. Bye-bye.